Before the children of Israel entered the land of Canaan, Moses taught them of the God who had delivered them from Egypt. And now, Israel, what does the Lord your God require of you but to fear the Lord your God, to walk in all his ways, to love him, to serve the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul, and to keep the commandments and statutes of the Lord, which I am commanding you today for your good? Who is the Lord God? His name, which is hidden in the word Lord, means I am. He existed before the beginning of the universe. He brought everything into existence with the power of his voice. Because his creation, humans, turned from his grace and mercy, and because of his eternal love for his people, God the Father sent his Son, Jesus Christ, to pay the price of our sins. The truth is simple. Any sin, no matter how small, condemns us. It is our nature to sin, the nature which our first parents took upon themselves when they defied God. Therefore, the Lord God, the Eternal and Almighty, determined to redeem us from the power of death. By our own reason or strength, we cannot believe in the Lord God. We cannot trust in this innocent suffering and death of Jesus to pay the price of our sins. Our first thoughts about the good news that Jesus conquered death by bursting forth from the tomb is unbelief. But the Holy Spirit, who comes to us in God's Word and the Sacrament, creates and sustains a faith which trusts in God alone. We confess the triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. This is a God Moses calls us to serve. May our Lord grant us the wisdom to hear his word and to trust in him. Amen.